Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 5th of June, recording at 9:24 British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. In stock markets in Asia, the big drama really was China's sharp drop earlier today, and then subsequent rebound once the government came in with some measures indicating that they were interested in checking the stock market slide. Now, this has got to be the world's most managed stock market, but interestingly, that in just a few short weeks, we have seen from the high to today's reaction low, and again, the China share indices closed well off those lows, but we've seen a correction of 21.4% for the Shanghai A-share index and a whopping 36.2% for the Shanghai B-share index. European stock markets mostly easier here today. As a matter of fact, yes, mostly easier. I see the MIB is actually up, and that had been lagging recently. It had been weaker recently. And Wall Street closed off the lows, but spent most of the day with the Dow down about 100 points. Closed down 80, off 8, that's 0.5% on the S&P as well. The NASDAQ comp is only down 0.25%. In the government bond markets, these were generally weak, and they were all weak. And in currencies, the dollar slipped, although it closed off its lows. Currently trading, we see the euro at 135.21, and we see the dollar slipped against the Swissie to 121.81, and the dollar, I beg your pardon, the Australian dollar touched 84.07 against the US before closing up 31 at 83.73. So softer dollar, although as I say, off the lows. And precious metals, kind of a mixed day, up a bit, down a bit. Silver did best, closed at 1381 on the July contract. That was up 6.7. The others were down a little bit. Gold trading down $1.20 as I speak. In soft commodities, generally firmer. Let's get this right. Soybeans were clearly higher. Cotton was very strong. That's been one of the laggards, but had that weekly key reversal, I think, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and has continued to recover. Coffee is very strong. Sugar weak. Sugar is the weakest agricultural commodity that I'm aware of right now. And the LME metals mixed to mostly a little easier. Nickel continues to show evidence of medium-term top development. Okay, so what's going on here? As far as stock markets are concerned, well, I'll shortly post a chart of the Dow. It looks overstretched in the short to medium term, and it's losing some momentum and looks due for a reaction and consolidation. It's interesting. Markets showed terrific strength in the face of that Chinese stock market reaction. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if the Chinese stock market reaction was now over, but I don't expect any quick pushback up through the highs, such as we've seen previously. Instead, I would expect a rally. If I'm right on that, we'll see, almost certainly see some firmness tomorrow. The close is important, but if it closes a bit higher again tomorrow, then that would provide further evidence that we've seen an important low here today. But I would look for a ranging period, and I think the Chinese government would be very, very happy to keep the stock market not weak, but in a trading range a little below its recent highs. And I think that's what we'll get. Now, paradoxically, having shown good relative strength against that background, the other stock markets, most other stock markets look overextended and due for reactions. And that is something that I have felt for quite some time, as you know, was really the risk that we would get overextended as we have done again, and then we would see some downward reactions. I think these will be largely of a ranging nature rather than a bloodbath. But in other words, I don't expect them to come down as quickly as they did at the end of March and end of February and the beginning of March. But the weakness of government bond markets is a potential problem. Now that's going to flip-flop from a tailwind to a headwind at some point. You can't precisely identify where that point is, although it's very close at hand as we get to a yield of 5% on the 10-year treasuries, because that will produce a few headlines. And why the flip from, as I say, a tailwind for equities to a headwind? Well, that occurs because when bond prices are just sort of drifting lower, yields edging higher, you tend to get initially tend to get people coming out of the fixed interest sector and into equities. But when yields continue to rise persistently, and then people start to talk about a bear market, and then they begin to worry about inflationary pressures, and they begin to worry about not getting the interest rate cuts that they've been discounting in the US and instead seeing rates on hold or perhaps even going up, and stock markets start to worry. So that's a danger. Plus the fact that the higher long-dated government bond yields go, the more attractive they are as an alternative to equities. In other words, if somebody says, well, now I can lock in 10% risk-free, comparatively speaking, there's a currency risk, of course, but if they say I can lock in 5% on that relatively risk-free basis, and I've already got good gains in the equity markets this year, why not take the 5% and cash in some of the equities? So that's the way the thinking works. Now, at precisely what point you get a consensus that holds that view, and therefore we see it reflected in weaker stock markets and a technical rally in the government bond markets. Well, for that, we just that's a matter of crowd psychology, and rather than try to predict where that will occur, it's better just to monitor the charts, which of course we can all do every single day. It's our job to do it on your behalf, and of course, if you're keeping an eye on the ball and all these markets as well, so much the better. Now, in terms of currencies, this dollar did close off the lows, but I just think the destiny is sideways to lower ranging in here. We'd really need to see a close above 82.60 on the US dollar index to change that outlook. Precious metals ought to be fairly firm in here, provided we don't get too much concern over shrinking liquidity. If you get softer stock markets, albeit temporarily, if you get in addition to somewhat softer stock markets, again, I emphasize I'm not looking for anything more than a reaction here, unless we really do see people sell these bonds very aggressively. Afraid I just lost the train of my thought. Perhaps it'll come back to me in a moment. Sorry about that. But precious metals, I do expect to remain firm in here. I think the only the only exception to that would be if investors become concerned about a general reduction in liquidity, which can sometimes happen if stock markets are soft and there's a little bit of contagion selling elsewhere. But the big themes here, really, as far as commodities are concerned, they remain that outlook remains very bullish, and that will be the case overall, until we get the next global recession, and I'm not forecasting that anytime soon. So we'll get volatility, yes, and I've mentioned that nickel has probably commenced a medium-term correction. Elsewhere here today, we had oil a little lower, but it had a good day yesterday. It's still quite firm generally at 65.61 on the NYMEX crude, with Brent $2 or $3 higher. And I think that's pretty much it. So I'll just sign off and say all the best to all of you.